Hello, welcome to Dayish for Wednesday, April 19th. It's currently 9 degrees out, I think, maybe 10, which it actually just feels like that with the wind chill, because it's spring, air quotes, which you can't see. But this episode of Dayish brought to you by, this is not a weather podcast, but this episode of Dayish brought to you by Patreon supporters just like you, patreon.com/iChris. So we can check out how you can support my podcasting efforts a little more directly with a dollar or two a month. I'm trying to talk loud enough to mask out any noises of, I'll maybe cover the mic like this, of my family as they try to get out the door. It's always chaos trying to get their, the kids want to go somewhere, let's say the park, swimming, whatever. They're off school this week. They want to go somewhere. So you would think saying, okay, we're going to go somewhere, would click something in their brain that would, they would say, let's just do whatever we can do to get out the door and going somewhere. But no, it seems to like trigger the exact opposite, where it's just like pandemonium, spaz, run around, hyper punching each other and anything except actually helping each other get out the door. So I digress. If you hear any screaming and shouting, it's just my kids pleasantly trying to get to the park. Okay, so there's a little story in my health history that I feel like I can share now without too much embarrassment. So back in February, mid-February, I woke up in the morning with this random bump on my leg, and I didn't really think anything of it just because I'd just been sleeping. Nothing should have happened. Not being fully awake, I went into the shower, had a shower, and while I was in the shower, the hot water kind of burned a bit, itched a little on my leg, and didn't, again, it wasn't like I didn't even look at it, actually. Pro tip, insider tip. I don't actually like scrub my legs every time I'm in the shower. So there you go. A little bit of insider information in case you're ever in the shower with me. I got out of the shower and checked on my leg, and I had this large, like 3 or 4 inch tall by 1 inch wide blister on my leg, on like my right shin. And I was like, what the heck happened? And I went through all the stages of like bewilderment to like worry that this is like some massive tumor that's growing on my leg. And I started to sort of calm down enough to try and figure out what happened. And so as far as I could tell, something we do here in winter, on the coldest winter nights anyways, is we use a hot water bottle to keep our feet warm in bed. And very clearly on the hot water bottle, it says, don't use boiling water. Do not use boiling water, because boiling water burns, obviously. You can see where this is maybe going. But we very intentionally ignore that, because boiling water is also nice and hot. And so if you're cold, you want it to stay hot longer. So that's what we do. And generally the hot water bottle stays somewhere in the middle of the bed, you know, near our feet. We just lay our feet on it for a little while until they warm up, and then you move your feet away and sort of roll over or whatever, and it sort of stays in the middle of the bed and near the bottom. And so what we think maybe happened that night is somehow either Sue kicked it over to my side of the bed in her sleep, or maliciously. That's one angle I haven't completely ruled out yet, to be honest. But anyways, or I moved over enough that when I rolled over onto my stomach and in my sleep and ended up with my leg / shin. I think that's the front of your leg, right? Your lower part of your leg, below your knee. That's your shin. For some reason, it looks wrong when I wrote it down here. But anyways, resting right on the hot water bottle. And then I kind of just slowly cooked my leg. But it wasn't so hot that I woke up, kind of like the frog boiling in water or whatever, I guess. And I don't think I lay on it all night like that, because I do recall waking up in the night and feeling like my leg was a bit itchy or something. But just, you know, it wasn't anything crazy. So I just went back to sleep. So anyways, back to me getting out of the shower and checking out my leg and finding this blister. I did what any normal person probably does, is I saw this massive blister full of goo or whatever. And so I grabbed a sterilized needle, like with some, whatever that stuff is called that you pour on things to sterilize it, and popped it a little bit, drained it, which is exactly what you're apparently not supposed to do with a massive blister on your leg, or massive blister anywhere on your body. So from then on, I had to try and keep this massive open wound on my leg clean. Ended up having to wear shorts in February and help it get better and not, you know, get aggravated by my jeans and stuff that I would wear, pants that I'd wear, and try to keep it clean and all that kind of stuff, and put band-aids and bandages and all that kind of stuff on it. And eventually, of course, it did get infected, as these things do. So I had to go to see the doctor, get some antibiotics and some sort of crazy anti-infection burn cream for severe burns, I guess, that happen. So more healing, more annoying bandages, more cleaning. Fast forward to today, and it's almost healed. 2 months, give or take, later, there's still like a small, you know, dime, quarter, maybe size scab on my leg. And so let that be a lesson to you. Blisters are there to help your body heal. And in general, don't pot them. Let them do their thing. I guess they leak out naturally. Maybe you can like use a warm cloth. I don't know. Go check out WebMD and stuff before you decide to just play doctor with your massive blister on your leg. And then definitely go see your doctor if you think your massive open wound on your leg is infected, because flesh-eating disease would definitely be a sucky thing to get right before summer. So that's my embarrassing story of being burning myself, giving myself, I don't know what it would be, probably second-degree burns, I don't know. Serious, nasty burn on my leg just from a water bottle accident. So, from now on, I've refused any hot water bottle. Even though I probably will eventually next winter forget about it and just go back to using a boiling hot water bottle. But I'll just make sure to kick it to suicide before I fall asleep, so that very little chance of it ending up on my leg. And that's my story. So you can follow me, send me a tweet on Twitter. iChris, if you've ever had a massive open wound or a blister on somewhere in your body that you didn't handle properly, or if you've ever been assaulted by a hot water bottle in some fashion, I'm iChris on Twitter. Good Stuff is Good Stuff FM, and patreon.com/iChris. You can find this podcast at goodstuff.fm/dailyish, and leave a comment in our subreddit too if you're interested. Thank you for listening. Have a great day. Bye.